Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing guy. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Jack Ulrich back on the show. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 10 years he's been joining us. He's one of the top futurists of our time, renowned international thought leader and foresight expert. He's written so many books on the topic, including Jump the Curve, including The Next Big Thing is Really Small, including Foresight 2020. I think that's the new one, isn't it, Jack? Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Yes, it is.
Foresight 2020, a futurist explores the trends transforming tomorrow. Jack, one of the things that you wanted to do today was to connect change and some of the big business transactions that are going on today. And I want to set this up by reminding my audience of something that I've been telling them for a long, long, long time, for more than a decade. And that is, and this is something that they weren't really experiencing it as much back in those days, but now when I say it, I know they get it. And that is that change is not any different today than it was 2,000 years ago. A computer is just a fancy wheel. The issue, the thing that's taken our breath away is the velocity of change. What do you think?
That's right. The biggest change is the rate of change, and it is accelerating and it's growing exponentially.
The compression of generations, the compression of time between one model to the next model, right?
Right, and let me just give you a perfect example. So 18 months ago, there was a kid by the name of Palmer Carson, or Lucky, and he had an idea in his head for a company. Well, he went to Kickstarter, raised $1 million to develop a prototype of it. He built the prototype. Venture capitalist said that as promised, gave him another $25 million, further developed it. To make a long story short, Facebook bought that company a couple of months ago for $2 billion.
In a year?
So from an idea in a teenager's head to a corporation with a valuation of $2 billion that could revolutionize gaming, entertainment, and even manufacturing, that's the world we're living in today.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, I tell you, I think the first thing is people just have to be aware of the rate of change. And if you just read the newspaper, you know, yesterday Microsoft announced they're going to spend $2 billion on Minecraft, a gaming company. So the question business leaders have to ask themselves is, why is Microsoft doing that? And the reason they're doing that is it's not just gaming. It's where future generations are spending their time. It's on mobile devices, it's on apps, and it's in gaming. Yep. It's the future of advertising. That's how Microsoft sees that. And so the public just has to be, and business owners have to be aware of these shifts and then think through what does that mean for their business. So really, I think the first
thing is... This is so intimidating for them. This is why I wrote my book, Jack, is because the age of the customer. Because what I was trying to explain to them is that that with all these things that are changing, every time a small business owner decides to pick up a new version, you know, they listen to you and they say, okay, Jack, I get it. I'm gonna start being better at social media. I'm gonna do this or that that's new, and I'm gonna you know, bring my business into the 21st century that way. By the time they get barely into that new thing that they've decided to pick up, it's already obsolete, and the new somebody's putting a new shiny object in front of them, and that's what's frustrating and frightening. Frankly, to be honest with you, Jack, I don't think it's hyperbole to say that it's terrorizing Main Street. What do you think?
Well, I think I certainly get the fear, and I wake up some days and have the exact same concern.
Me
but
too.
Here's how I want people to think about technological change is, do you remember a couple of years ago when IBM's supercomputer beat the world's best chess player?
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
And today it's impossible for the world's best to beat any computer. But there is one thing that can beat today's most powerful supercomputer. And you know what that is? It is a chess player working in partnership with a low-level, cheap computer. Hmm. It's human intuition plus technology. Mm-hmm. And so I get that people fear technology, but at the end of the day, they have skills and practices and the ability to communicate to other people in a way technology doesn't, but they have to work with it to do it better.
Well said. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. What's your website? Give us your website again, Jack.
Jumpthecurve.net.
Jumpthecurve.net. That's Jack Aldrich's website. He and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.